Let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before you with our joys and our concerns, our troubles and our victories. Father God, we ask you to be with Bob Adams as he struggles with his surgery, to be with brother and sister-in-law who are struggling with cancer. Father God, heal us, heal them, strengthen them, be with their families, comfort them. Show us your way. Let even these horrible things be ways in which we can come to know you better. For our Florida annual conference, which meets next week, Father God, we ask your guidance and your strength, your power and your love to make it a wonderful event that will move us forward into the future in harmony with your will. For the 105-year-old aunt and her family who struggles to take care of her, Father God, comfort them and strengthen them and give them peace. And when it is her time to go, make it gentle and peaceful, Lord. For Bill Duvall and his family as he struggles with heart trouble and having had corrective surgery. For Leggett Marsh and family who are struggling with his cancer. For Donnie and Judy who continue to struggle and recuperate. And for the flowers that are here this morning that remind us of them. For Mike's brothers who were here Sunday or two ago, who showed that even little things carry through, are remembered, are part of us, and still a part of us years later. And for all of the families who are raising children, to remind them that the things they learn in Sunday school, the things that they hear and participate in church, will go with them into the future, even if they are out of church and away from worship for years. That those things still live in our hearts. Father God, you send to us your Spirit who lives within our hearts. You send to us your Son who gave his life that we might have life and have this Holy Spirit that lives within our lives, that walks with us and talks with us and shares with us and shows us your way, your will, your love. Father God, guide us into the future. As we pray the prayer that your Son taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.